Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I'll be speaking to Christine Michelle about the powers of manifestation and how to attract what you want out of life. Christine is an author of the book called The Aligned Receiver and is also known as The Aligned Soul on Instagram and through her podcast and YouTube channels. Christine is also our first American guest on the podcast and has quite the cult following in the US, where she's known for sharing her knowledge of how to work with quantum manifestation, human design, and gene keys to raise good vibes to help you move towards your highest potential. I wanted to interview Christine because I've always felt quite a strong connection with manifesting my own desires, and I'm also a strong believer of what energy you put out, you will attract back. Essentially, when you believe in good things, they'll start to unfold. But I have always wanted to know more about how to actually harness those moments of manifestation more regularly and some of the methods behind the magic to help align you on your true path. So during this conversation, Christine shares ways to find alignment with who you want to be, tips on how to start manifesting your desires, and she uses me as a guinea pig example of how I can turn my desires into action and gives me practical examples on how to make them happen. But what I really love about Christine is that she keeps everything really real and down to earth and explains how to be able to live in the moment in order to cultivate happiness at whatever stage you're at on your journey of manifestation. I absolutely loved this chat with Christine. She has the best energy. And after recording this podcast, I came away feeling so inspired to put her advice into action. So I'm sure for you listeners, you're going to have so much to take away and implement into your own lives as well. I'm so ready and excited for you to hear Christine. So let's do it. Let's get on with the show. So hi, Christine. Thanks for coming on today's podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this one.
I am so excited to have you here because you're here to talk about the powers of manifestation and how we can work with our inner transformative magic to reach our highest potential. So it'll be great if you can tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and why it is that you started working within the space.
Oh, yes. Okay. So hello. I'm Christine Michelle. And I have been in, I would say, this like personal development or transformational industry for a pretty long time. I would love to say I started out of the womb. My parents were Christian and they were all about ask, believe, receive. So ever since I was little, I was really about, you know, ask, believe, journaling, saying, this is what I want. Thank you, God, for it. And I was doing that, reading Abraham books and all of that stuff. And so that was just something that was a part of me. I always knew since I was a young girl that I also wanted to help and change the world, have my own business and all of that stuff. But I also knew that I wanted to work in the beauty industry. So I ended up, you know, I was valedictorian of my high school, and then I went to college and ended up being in the beauty industry. Yeah, I worked for Victoria's Secret Beauty. And so I was there for a while, but I still knew that there was something else that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so from there, that's when I started the journey for Anahab. It was called Anahab Life. Anahab means I am love in Farsi. My sister dated an Egyptian guy, long story. But anyway, that's the name of the business. And it was Anahab Life. And then it transformed into the Aligned Soul, which is what I'm doing. And so it is all about you being able to come back home to who you truly are and have a life better than you've ever imagined. And I love to say that I make quantum leaps hashtag normal. And it's really from you embodying the energy of your next level you now in whatever circumstances you are now and allowing things to unfold. Because what I call manifestation, it's really intentional receiving, because it's not like you're manifesting anything. You're just allowing yourself to receive that which has always been available to you. And so that's how, I don't know if that addresses your question, but that's how I started.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, because I found you on Instagram via your Aligned Soul account. That's your current business, isn't it, right?
Yeah. Yes. And, it's I am the aligned soul. Yes, on Instagram.
Yeah, nice. I find a lot of my guests via Instagram these days. And actually, Christine, we were just chatting before we started recording, and you're the first American to have on the podcast. So really excited to have you. You kind of touched a little bit on manifestation, but for listeners that maybe don't really understand what it means to manifest something, could you, give an example, or maybe, you have some thoughts on what that means?
Oh my God, that's the best question ever. Okay. I love it because it gets to get your audience, like everyone that's listening, you get to get grounded into what manifestation really truly is. Manifesting is just actualizing and aligning with whatever your aura, your energy is aligned with. So those of you that may have heard, like read The Secret, when they said thoughts create things and all of that stuff, it's just a tiny piece of it. Everything is energy. Everything in this world is energy. And everything has its own vibrational frequency. By you are attracting things. And I use human design and some other things, but there's this center inside, the seat of your soul is attracting things to it, magnetizing things into your life based on your resonance with it. Right. And so if you could think of life being like a radio program. So there's thousands and thousands and thousands, thousands of radio channels. When you turn to a specific channel, that is what you are listening to and receiving, but that doesn't mean that all the other channels don't exist. And so what I teach with intentional manifesting is that you get to shift your radio dial to the channel so that you are energetically aligned with and resonate with what you truly desire. You know, so it's not that hard. It's not hard. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to work really hard. It really is about tuning your energy to the frequency that aligns with the next level you or the whatever you would love to receive in your life. Does that make sense?
It does. And actually, it makes a lot of sense as well, because I think a lot of us are potentially not in our true alignment, right? We're actually a little bit off track. And I think it's also when I've just started to kind of work on things more within the spiritual space, I've started to really feel like I am actually maybe not quite there yet, but on the right path to my alignment. Yeah, that makes sense to me, Christine. And I think like it would be interesting to understand, like, have you worked with anyone in particular, maybe someone particular comes to your mind, like where you've worked with them and they found true alignment within themselves. Like, what could that kind of mean for clients of yours?
Two things. What if there was never anything about off track? What if every place you were in your life was just leading you to where you eventually were going to be, you know? So what if there's nothing that's ever off track? What if exactly where you is exactly right and there's nothing to fix and you get to just say, okay, well, what do I choose now? Doesn't that feel a lot lighter?
It does. Actually, I love that so much. That's made me feel really nice inside.
Yay. Okay. So I just wanted to say that. So I have so many stories. I have to think of one, the one that's really going to hit home, but whatever you're receiving is what you're in alignment with. So it's never that you're not in alignment. It's just, are you in alignment with receiving what you desire? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we are manifesting. Everyone is manifesting and receiving things every single day. We are receiving vessels. You're receiving sight. You're receiving sound. You're receiving breath. You're receiving all of the things. So you are a receiving vessel. Like everything you have in your life, you have manifested. You know, you have called in. You have said, okay, I would like this. The video, this podcast, you know, all of the things you have manifested. So if you just really say, wow, I'm a manifesting vessel and now I can use this power that I already have intentionally, that is where you get to be. And so I have like so many clients that have allowed themselves to align with who they want to be. So there's a couple of things. I teach human design in addition to gene keys and some other modalities, and I mix them up and kind of like created my own thing.
What is gene keys? I've never heard that before.
Oh, so gene keys is, I like to say human design is the more masculine, scientific based, and it's very like, I don't use it as a box, but you could say it's this formula and this is where it is, you know, and I love human design. Jean King's, what I love about it is it's the expansion of it. It's the feminine side. It is where you see your inner map. And there's three sequences. I call them, there is the purpose sequence, which is your genius sequence. There is, it's, think of it as a holographic sequence all built in within each other. So there's the purpose sequence. There's the love sequence. I call it the attraction sequence. It's the Venus sequence. And then there's the prosperity sequence. And this inner map, which has 11 spheres, it's what your soul chose to experience. And there's a frequency for each sphere. And on that frequency level, you can be in the shadow frequency, the gift frequency, or the Siddhi frequency, which is like the key frequency. So it's kind of like shadow, gift, key. And when you can accept and approach and like embrace the shadows, you allow yourself to open up to the gift and then open up to the key, because it's nothing's bad about either thing. Gene keys, you'll see that the same numbers are on your human design chart. So that's why I love to use them together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for example, your life's work is your conscious sun when you look at your human design chart. Those of you we're familiar with that. And so what's powerful about Gene Keys is that you, it's like an inner map, and you get to say, okay, what did my soul come here to experience? What frequencies? And when you could tune into intentionally, this is the way I teach it. You intentionally tune into the gift frequency. The shadow frequency pops up without you needing to dig and do all the inner, you know, all that like digging work. It pops up and allows you to be aware of, oh my God, this is the shadow frequency and it's popping up. Okay. And when you can tune in and become and embrace, and like a lot of people, when you have an open solar plexus, this is human design, you don't know what frequency you want to feel. And you're like, well, you're telling me I need to feel what I want to feel, and I don't know how. Mm-hmm. What I love about Gene Keys is that you get to look at some of those gift frequencies and say, oh, I'm going to just intentionally tune into delight, or I'm going to intentionally tune into being natural and being who I truly am. And then that gives you, our brain, an idea. I love it to say it's the understanding plus the innerstanding. Mm-hmm. And that allows you to be in full alignment with what your soul desired to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So we could go on and on about GPs and manifesting. Did that answer the question?
It did. And I'm sorry to cut you off, because I was just like, I had not heard of that before. But basically, it's kind of like a complementary piece to human design. More,
I say it's the expanded piece.
Expanded piece.
It really goes a lot deeper, and it's more of a flowy feminine side of really allowing yourself to see the frequencies and allow yourself to dive into and allow the shadows that come up, because within all of those shadows is the gift. That's what I love about it. And so that's why I teach them or fuse them in together, because I feel like it's a much more expanded idea of what human design was when it was created in, I think it was 87. And then Gene Keys came in the 90s. So it was a later time, or was it 2000s? I forget. But, you know, so it's a more expanded idea, but they're both very powerful, because like I said, it's like human design is like Myers-Briggs for your soul. And Gene Keys is the map. It's like your inner map. So you don't have to figure it all out, where we might find ourselves when you're doing a lot of your transformational work. You're trying to figure it out. And then it's like, wow, my soul came here to experience that. Let me see how that feels. Let me play with that. And so it's kind of like this experiment, this inner experiment.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, thanks so much for explaining to me, because that makes a lot more sense now. I think, yeah, maybe my next step would be to look at that myself, to dive into that, because it sounds...
Yeah. it's so wonderful. And one thing about Gene Keys is like, you can look at the first two with your life's work, and then the evolution, which is the challenge to your life's work. And that could be all you focus on for the rest of your life. You could just look at those two and really allow yourself to say, okay, you know, where am I demonstrating this shadow, you know, in my life, these two shadows that kind of work with each other. And when you're like, oh, what was the benefit of that? Like, what was it doing? How was it protecting me? Or how did it shape what I'm seeing? You're looking at it from an expanded place versus trying to get rid of it or work it away. Mm-hmm. The way we work shadows. I love to, I have this process, it's called resistance alchemy. And it really isn't to work the shadows, it's to really allow yourself to be aware of it and allow it to exist, because it's just a part of you. And when you say, oh, that's interesting, then you can look at it with love, and you can look at it with appreciation. So
I definitely understand that. I think also the older I'm getting, the more I'm kind of trying not to resist so much that stuff, you know, and just allow it, because I completely agree there, Christine, like not kind of shutting it off if that's a part of you, but maybe there's a lot to learn, right, from your shadow sides in yourself.
Yes, it's all there to protect us. And that's a big piece of what isn't taught in some of the manifestation work, right? So they're like, thoughts become things. And so you're thinking, okay, I'm going to think happy thoughts. I'm going to focus on happy, happy, happy. Mm. And then when you do that, you're first discarding or scared to even look at something that may not align with that. And what I love to say is that if the quantum, if this multi-universe, the multiverse really has all billions of possibilities that exist, then there is a possibility that your business failure, your business venture will be a failure. If you could just say, oh, wow, that's just a possibility, and don't push against it. I'm not saying embrace it or focus on it, right? Because where your focus goes, it grows and grows. You get to say, wow, that's interesting. I'm scared that my venture could be a failure. And that is a possibility. But what would I like? Now that I'm not pushing against that, and I know that that exists, what would I like to focus forward on? And I'm going to focus forward on this. I'm deciding that this gets to be amazing and it gets to be okay. But you're not like slapping away the other possibility. You're just saying, okay, it's a possibility, but I'm focusing on and choosing this.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, it's just reminded me, I'm not even sure who said it, but it's a sort of a phrase or term that people use all the time, I think, with manifestation. It's like, if you put something out there and you're kind of forcing it to work, it's probably not going to work in the way that you want it. Have you heard that before, Christine? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. So, because it really is like when you're pushing something, right? First of all, you don't believe it exists. What I love to say is that if a desire is coming up from your heart, it is inevitable. Anything you're desiring is coming up from within you. Your soul is desiring it because a part of you has already done it, is already experiencing it. And what you truly want is the feeling or whatever you think that thing is going to give you. And so when you can say, wow, this desire is coming up because it's for me to receive it, it's inevitable that I receive it, then there's nothing to force, right? Because if you were driving and you're driving towards California, or let's say, you know, you're driving towards whatever place, like if I'm coming from Florida and then west is California, and I know as far west as I drive, I'm going to get to California. I am not forcing and pushing or mad at myself when I'm in, you know, Nashville, Texas, right? Because I know that, okay, wow, that's west. I've gone west. I'm not mad that I'm not in California yet because I knew it was going to take 3 days to get there, right? Yeah. And so I'm just continuing to drive and continue to drive, and I'm so appreciative. So when you're forcing something, it is because you do not truly believe that it is already yours. You're forcing it because you're trying to make it happen, and it's not up to you to make things happen. That's why I call manifestation intentional receiving. It's up to you to receive it. And so in order for you to receive it, you get to be in alignment with the energy of whatever you desire. So for example, I had a client, and what I was going to say earlier was in human design, you have specific manifestors and non-specific manifestors. And specific manifestors, it really is about getting into the specifics and aligning with whatever frequency you desire. Non-specific manifestors like me, it really is about tuning into the essence of what you desire and allowing yourself to receive all the things that match that essence, right? Instead of getting into the specifics because that creates resistance for them. And so I had a client, she's a specific manifestor, and she is super successful in her business, but she had a desire that her real desire was really happiness. She just wanted to feel happier, happier and happier. And so I had a frequency alchemy audio. So she listened to it and she was like thinking of all the things that would feel happy for her. So she got into the specific. She was like, this would be happy and this would feel happy in this situation, you know, this turning out. So it wasn't that she was saying, when I get that, I'll feel happy. She was just tuning into the feeling of happiness now. Mm-hmm. And you know, that ended up being like $150,000 a month for her in her business because she was focusing on the frequency of being happy. And her next level, her had that experience as she was being happy. And so one of the fallacies of manifestation is that we say, oh, I'm going to focus on the thing. And because when I get that thing, I will feel. And it's not about the thing. It's about how you think of this thing is going to make you feel. And you start feeling that now.
Yes. I'm so glad you've said that, Christine, actually, because I think that's really important, isn't it? Like I'm a yoga teacher actually on the side of my full-time job. And I've started to journal a lot more lately. And one of the things I've started to do with my journaling is start to, instead of, like you just said, writing down, you know, things like, you know, not that this is actually that important to me, but just an easy example is like, yeah, to have lots of money. And, you know, it's like, how would you feel in order to have more like freedom, like that kind of thing. And actually, like, I think this leads on to a question that I had around, you know, for listeners that might not be used to working with manifestation or have never done it before. I think in my life, I've probably manifested things. I feel like I have quite a strong manifesting energy, but I've never kind of put a label on it until recently. And I'm starting to try and tune into that more with smaller things even. So Christine, like, I'm sure you have lots of tips actually, just already what you've said, but are there any kind of, yeah, little simple things that listeners could start to try to manifest, yeah, their desires?
Yes. Okay. Let's use you as an example. Okay. Tell me something that you would love in your life. Cause we can talk about how you can tune into that energy.
Yeah.
And cause it's not wrong to say lots of money and how that would feel, and oh, it would feel so free. And you can put some of the specifics there, but it's always this or something better. And, you know, so let's go use you as an example of something that you would love to experience. And then let's talk you through, because that's going to help the listeners.
Oh, okay. This is scary, but I love it. Okay. So I think deep down, so I actually learned recently that as a human design, I'm a projector, which really resonates for me because I really hate it when I'm not seen. And also, like, this sounds really also narcissistic, but now I understand my human design. It does make a lot of sense and comforts me somewhat. But I understand that for me, having success, quote unquote, is so important. It just makes me feel a bit better about that. So I think for me, in terms of success, I would really like to have my own business around this kind of spiritual space. And also then to have, I think coming from a single mum who worked really hard in her life, I've always had a bit of insecurity about like making sure I have enough money to support myself and my family. So I've never wanted to be like a millionaire or, you know, maybe that would be nice, but I think for me, it's more about having enough money to feel like I don't ever have to worry. Does that work for you? Those two things.
I think. Yes, it does. I love it. Okay. First, this is going to sound like a coaching session, but first I want you to give yourself permission to want the money. Give yourself permission to want to help others and know that that works together and apart, and it's nothing is wrong or narcissistic. You are meant to be successful. Success is inevitable for you, especially as a projector and everybody listening. Even if you're not a projector, but success is inevitable for you. Mm-hmm. And so what if you gave yourself permission to say, yeah, I want money. Yes, I do. I do want money. I do want money. I think it would be fun. You know, can you give yourself that permission?
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. And it's like, you're right. Christine, this does feel like a therapy session for me. It's true. I think you're right. It does. Yeah, I love that actually. And to be honest, I say that stuff to my friends, you know, like, why not go for that job? Like, yeah. Why not? You can do it. You're awesome. Like, for sure. Yeah.
What if I was doing some work and I was doing some ancestral work and I kept hearing that I got to be a millionaire in this industry. I got to be a multimillionaire. And that was something that I came here to do, to be an example. Because those of you who don't see me, I'm a Black woman. And in America, or just even in the spiritual space, you don't see many of us. Right. And so I was like, you get to be an example that people get to thrive and they get to create these amazing businesses through something that they love and receive a lot of money doing it. It's not for the money, but I get to enjoy it because by me receiving that and doing that, I show others what is possible for them. And the more of us, the more of you, Amy, me, who have the money, then we get to help more people because our hearts are love. That's who you want to have tons and tons of money, because you know that someone with your heart that has that money is going to create, you know, amazing podcast shows that are going to help somebody to hear things. They're going to create these amazing events or situations or angel funds or things that are going to help so many people because of your heart and because that is where the money belongs.
Yeah, I love that. And oh, that's so nice. And to be honest, like, this is also why I set up the podcast in the first place was it came from a place of like wanting to help and inspire other people, for sure. I think what worries me though is, and I think this is probably for a lot of listeners as well, you know, especially with my human design as a projector, success is the most important thing. And I think I have quite a fear of what people think if maybe I fail. So I guess, yeah, have you got any tips for managing that?
Yes. Okay. So first, so what I'm hearing is that you would love to manifest success, more yeah. success than you could ever dream possible. It gets to be your norm.
Yeah. Like
that's just the way it gets to be. So when you are, and this is a great example. So let's say you're going, that's what you're doing. I don't know if you're a specific manifestor or a non-specific manifestor. We won't need to know that, because what you're going to do is really focus, tune into the energy of success now, because you're successful now. You have a podcast now that is months and months ahead. Like, you are so successful and you're embodying success already. And so what you get to do is, you could do in your journaling, I feel so successful, or I'm more and more successful every day. I decide that I get to experience more success than I could ever imagine. Really start tuning into and recognizing all the success that you're already having, being so grateful and thankful for that success, because what? Appreciation is the energy of receiving. And so you're really putting yourself into, when you wake up in the morning, looking at yourself in the mirror and just tuning into next level successful you, and whatever that feels like, so that when you're going throughout the day, you're making choices and making decisions from that I'm already successful place, not I'm looking for success outside of you. It's already inside of me, because I wouldn't have this desire to be successful if it wasn't already inside of me and already available now. Okay. So you're doing that. So then boom, boom, boom. What happens? Oh, I'm so scared. I'm going to fail. Right. The thoughts of failure come up, and that's where those shadow frequencies, the lower frequencies come up. And it's because they are meant to be seen and loved, not kicked away, so that you could see what is maybe not necessarily in alignment with success, Amy.
Yeah.
Right. Successful. Yeah. And so as that comes up, the failure, when it comes up, that's where you get to tune in. And so the first thing I would do is just become aware of it and be like, oh, that is so interesting. Like, not be like, oh my God, I thought it was over that. Not that. You want to be like, huh, it's so interesting that I think I'm scared to even mention success or say I want something because I think I'm going to fail.
Yeah.
That awareness is the beginning of your transformation.
Yeah.
That's number one, right?
Yeah, allow it. Exactly. I think that's the thing. Once you do start to put it out there a little bit, it can feel less scary as well, can't it? You know, I actually wrote that in my journal in January when we were just starting the podcast. You know, it wasn't just the podcast, but like other aspects of my life. And yeah, I think even just popping it on paper can be quite scary sometimes, because it's kind of come out from your head and into the real world.
And is it, or is it coming out from your soul and onto the paper, and then your head is reading it, and your head or your ego is trying to protect you? As children, our parents try to protect us from, or adults or whoever was taking care of you, try to protect you from disappointment. And like that, like that's the worst thing in the world, right? And so you're so scared to acknowledge, I would love this. I would love this. What did your parents say? Everything doesn't happen. You know, don't do that. I don't want you to get it. You know. Go up too high, because I don't want you to fall down. You know, your parents were trying to protect you. And so that's just your ego and your brain and your subconscious just trying to protect you. It's not wrong. And so you get to put that on paper, and then you say, oh, the fear is coming up. You get to become aware of it and say, wow, and then allow it to be. Sit with how scary it would be if it doesn't work. Because like I said, that's an option in the quantum. There is a you who tried and failed.
Yeah.
That's okay. She's not bad. You're going to love yourself anyway. And it's about loving yourself regardless of that. And then tuning into what I'm successful anyway, even the fact that I tried, it worked, right? So you love that scenario and say, okay, I will love myself regardless. So this isn't going to stop me from tuning into the option, the possibility that this gets to be more successful than it could ever be. Because my desires are meant for me. This desire wouldn't have come up for me. It's divine. It came up because it's something that it's calling me for. So yes, there is a possibility in this hand that it could fail, but there also is a possibility here that I can focus on, that I get to be successful. And so it really is allowing that to exist without needing to smack it away. It gets to be this and that, and then you can focus on what you want.
I'm feeling very inspired right now. I think so. One of the things you mentioned was like putting it in a journal. Is that something you do every day, or is it something, do you have any other things that you do like to?
Oh, so much. I call it an alignment practice. And so it's not anything, you don't have to do it this way. It really is about what gets you into the feeling of being your next level now. And so what I love to do is I love to write in my journal. I love to really first get into gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation, really tuning into that higher frequency, because that frequency of appreciation, which means that even if you had woke up in the morning and you're like, man, I don't want to, you know, when you can tune into just happy that you're breathing, happy that the sun is shining, or happy that it's raining and you're so happy to hear the pitter patter, happy for your bed, happy that you have a place to live and you're so thankful, you can tune into that energy. Then you get to say, okay, what do I, you know, next level me. So you said successful you, because you already determined that that's what it's going to be. You can start writing from, I am so happy and grateful for my success. I am already successful now. I have already experienced so much success. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then you get to say, and I am, you know, I'm so happy and grateful that I am now capable of receiving, you know, $40,000 months, or, you know, whatever, in doing what I love.
Yeah.
I am so happy, right? You get to just really write about the things as if like you being successful, Amy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that my business is growing. And if your brain is like, your business isn't growing, you can say, I'm so happy that my business is beginning to grow, right? Write the things that feel right, like feel, because soon you'll be like, my business is beginning to grow. My business is beginning to grow. And then all of a sudden your business is growing. You're like, oh, I'm so happy my business is growing, right? And so it really is about, I call them being statements and codes, because you're coding yourself, because there's codes that say, I'm going to fail. Oh, this sucks, right? And you could focus on those codes and activate those codes in your body and your frequency. Or you can activate the codes of that possibility that you would love to exist, which is that you get to be successful. Things are flowing and working for you. Everything is working in your favor. Anything that happens, you know, it's working for you. People go out of their way to do nice things for you. Everything, I'm so successful. Oh my God, I'm more and more successful every single day. Success is just my birthright. Success is who I am, right? Those types of codes, that's what you are here to experience. Yeah. And so what codes do you want to lock in? Those or the ones that are already, because you can activate any codes you want in your body, but which ones do you want to focus on?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think those are great examples. And it's just like, it seems like also, you know, I was just thinking of a few people that I sort of follow on social media who are very successful in terms of what they've done. I don't know if you've heard of this guy called Vex King, Christy.
I have not.
In maybe you should check him out. And basically, probably you haven't, because he's based in the UK, but he wrote a book on, it's called Good Vibes, Good Life. And his whole concept is like about basically the power of positivity, and how if you say, you know, exactly what you were just saying there, if you're kind of living in that moment instead of focusing on like when to get there or not yet, or having that to manifest, but just believing that that's how you're living every day, and you'll start to kind of turn that into a reality. I think that's really powerful.
It is so powerful, because one, you're one, acknowledging whatever is, right? You're not pushing against what is. You're not like, oh, I wish I was somewhere else. You're just saying, okay, this is where I am. Maybe I have this fear of failure, or maybe my podcast is just, you know, it's growing. You're not pushing against that. You're accepting what is. And that's a big part of you allowing yourself to receive what you desire, because you're in acceptance and love for who you are and where you are right now. And you don't have to change anything. And that's where the power lies, is when you know that you don't have to change anything, but you get to allow new things to flow into your life. That's your power. And then by you accepting that, then you get to lock in the codes of, this is what I'm deciding that I'm available for now. This is what I'm deciding gets to happen in my life. And then you get to move forward into focusing on that.
Yeah, lush. I love that. Oh, I just said lush. That was a very Bristolian thing, which is where I'm from in the UK, to say. That came out really strangely. So I think that's super nice. And then you're really also touching then on like being in the present moment, aren't you? And just being happy and grateful for what you have. And Christine, you also touched upon it a little bit, you know, when we're kind of speaking to reach our sort of higher self, we are a lot of the time confronted with that negative chatter in our heads. And I have it all the time and it drives me crazy. Have you found anything that can help? So, you know, say, for example, again, we're taking the podcast as an example. I start to, that's a bad example. Maybe I'm talking about like a something I'm manifesting with friendship or relationship, and it's starting to not turn my way. Like, how can I stop that? Or should I stop that, actually, is maybe a question.
I love that. What if we just saw thoughts or feelings or whatever comes up as information? It's only information, and you get to react or respond. And there's a different energy when you're reacting and be like, oh my God, he didn't do what I want to do. So for example, I love television, and I especially love like reality TV, because I feel like, I know producers are behind the scenes, but it is the person's, like, they're choosing this. And so instead of it being written by a fictional author that doesn't take energy into account, when you're watching reality TV, you can just see the energy moving and you're like, oh my God, why did she do that? So as an example, there's this show, it's called Summer House, and I love it. And you have Lindsay, and she's in her 30s, and she wants this relationship, and she's like, oh, you know, she wants to be married. She wants to have children. She meets this guy, Steven. He's great. Like, he takes her on a helicopter ride for their first day. Like, he's like the bomb, right? He's so sweet. He really cares about her. Well, then it's almost a year later. She's thinking, okay, I want to get married. I want to have kids. Where is he with this? Right. And so because she's looking for him to fulfill her with marriage and kids, she's pushing him away, right? Really, even though he's there and he's doing all these nice things, she's like, well, where is this? Instead of being so grateful and tuning in and giving herself whatever love or whatever care, whatever support, whatever she thinks she's going to get from him marrying her and her getting the kids, she gets to give herself that now. Because if she felt full and complete and whole now, then, I mean, he would be running to her and trying to marry her. But no. So it comes to her birthday. It's either the birthday and her anniversary or something like that. He brings a table. It's in the middle of COVID. They can't go anywhere. She's got the sexy dress on, and she's like, he's got a, you know, a boat yacht ride or nothing. Right. And so what he's doing, he has been planning. He brought in a table at the pool. He bought everything from their first meal that they had on their first date. And he had that put together. He had flowers, and he had someone help him put the table together. And so he takes her out there, and she's sitting there at the table like, this is not what I wanted. Because in her mind, it was yacht ride and engagement or whatever. I'm thinking that's probably what she wanted. And what he did wasn't enough. And so I love to call the universe sugar daddy. Every time you're like, this isn't enough, I don't have enough, you know, you're pushing away what you truly desire. And so she wants to, in her head, she keeps thinking, that's not enough. I don't have this. He's not doing this. He's so different. He's not listening to me. And instead of giving herself this love, this support, the attention, whatever she thinks she needs, because when you do that and give that to yourself, it gets to be reflected back to you. And so what I'm saying all this to say is, like, if you want a relationship and then your brain starts to go and your head starts to say all these crazy things, then use that as, huh, that's interesting that I'm seeing it this way, or this is what's mirroring back to me. What do I choose to do with that? Instead of like going down the mulberry bush and continuing to think that way, just allow yourself to sit with whatever's happening now. There are times when you need to leave relationships, right? There's abuse. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm not talking about in that situation. I'm talking about because the guy didn't give you, he gave you this beautiful meal instead of the yacht ride. Does that mean he's a total, you know, worthless human being? Or does that mean that you were expecting something and your expectations didn't get met, but really, was that fair to, you know, are you looking at the true total situation?
Yeah, I think that's a good example. And it's like, it's actually hit home a little bit to me, because I feel like a lot of the time I put things on my husband in that way. And actually, now you're saying it out loud, it's really kind of made me think, why do I do that? I think it's coming probably from my own personal insecurities and, you know, coming back to that whole security thing of what I mentioned earlier in the podcast. But it's, I think then actually maybe is that what you're sort of referring to, Christine? It's, we don't want to kind of manifest our projections and rely on someone else to take them for us. Would that make sense?
So for example, so let's say your husband, you wanted him to do something and he didn't do it the way you wanted it. instead of getting upset with him, come back and say, oh, I wanted this. And what about that did I think him giving me that would make me feel? You said support it because that's something you wanted for money as well. So support, of course, it doesn't matter what the situation, whether it's money, whether it's him, whether it's support from an audience member. You just want the feeling of support. Mm-hmm. What you get to do is go into the bathroom and be like, oh, I am looking to feel supported. And you just sit there and just say, you know what? I am supported. I'm supported by God, sugar daddy, universe, whatever you want to call it. I am supported. I am supported in who I am. I am giving myself this support and I'm going to support me. This is what I need. And so if you just even give yourself 2 minutes in the bathroom and giving yourself support, supporting yourself. And then you walk back out and then you go there with that thing of saying, you know what? I see that you weren't able to do that. You know, I really would have loved this, but this is me feeling, you know, left out or not supported, but I honor you and what you did, whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to see him react differently because you're giving yourself what you need. You are giving yourself what you need.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thanks, Christine. Oh, I feel like I've learned so much from you on this podcast, like really like things to take away and just, yeah. And it's funny, isn't it? Because I feel like with manifestation, it can sort of sound quite easy in a way to just sort of write down these things. But I think there's one thing to write down what you kind of desire, but then it's actually the hard work begins. I'm contradicting myself now. It shouldn't be hard work because if it is truly there to land, it should just happen. But I think you have to start applying some of those principles that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, because really the big thing is that you write down what you want and let's say it's the success. You want success because you want to feel successful. It's not the success that's going to make you feel successful. You get to feel successful now to receive the success. And if you start to see the situations, the people, the circumstances that the byproducts of you feeling whatever you want to feel now, that gives you the power and that allows you to receive all the things you desire. And so that's your assignment after this is just to really tune into feeling successful now, acknowledging all the places where you already are successful and really starting to see like my success is growing. I'm more successful today than I was yesterday. I'm feeling so much more successful and then allowing yourself to feel that. And then when something says you aren't successful, you know, that feeling comes up, acknowledge it and say, oh, that's interesting that I don't feel successful. That's interesting that I would think that means I'm not successful. Start acknowledging that, start feeling that sadness or that frustration or the bitterness that's coming up as a projector, feel it and allow yourself to feel it, but then allow yourself to accept that.
Yeah.
Because when you can accept that love and appreciate that, then that opens up space and healing for you to say, okay, well, what do I want now? That's interesting that I thought that before, or I was coded to really like think that. What would I like now? But you've got to give yourself the space to feel this and that, and then you can focus on that.
Oh, that's amazing, Christine. I have absolutely loved having you on this podcast. And I think that's a lovely place to end it because that's just also really nice, takeaways for the listeners. So one thing that I'm asking all my guests just before we close the podcast is, do you have any books that you can recommend about manifestation that you're absolutely loving?
I love, okay, so shameless plug. I love my book. It's called The Aligned Receiver. It takes you through a lot of the stages of why we don't feel open to receive, whether it's being a gold digger, whether it's being I'm humble, right? So there are these different archetypes that I talk about that allow us to see where we're pushing away things. Because if you think about the universe, I love to say the universe is your sugar daddy and you keep telling him no. You're like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. And if you want to be a powerful manifester, which means a powerful intentional receiver, you need to be open to receive. But if you're always saying no, you are saying no to all of those things that universe, God, guidance, source, whatever you want to call it, is trying to give you. So like, whatever you desire, success, all the things, right? I'm manifesting or allowing myself to receive $100,000 a month through my business, right? If I was pushing away and saying no to all of the podcasts, all of the situations, say, oh no, no, thank you. Oh no, no, thank you. I'm pushing away all of the opportunities and situations and circumstances that universe is sending my way to allow me to receive that. And so if you can remember that we are connected, and as much as you're like, I'm manifesting this car or whatever, it's going to come through a person, people, circumstances, right? Whether it's you through your job and then you get a promotion, that's 3D circumstances. And if you were like, no, thank you, or no, I'm not good enough for that, or no, I don't want to receive that, then you're continually saying, no. I say I want this, but I don't really want it. And so that book, The Aligned Receiver, is really helping you understand how to really lean back and receive, because that is going to open the door to allow you to, quote unquote, manifest all the things you desire.
Amazing. I'm definitely buying that for sure after this chat. And we'll pop that in the show notes, Christine. So yeah, if anyone wants to check it out. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. You've been the best fun. And also, like, I think the listeners are going to have so much to take away from this chat.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. The podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And before we close, I'd just like to end with a very special thank you to my co-producer, Nadi Sultana. I'm so grateful that you tuned in, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.